Classic Hits Radio, 543 on the All-70s Naked Friday Drive Home with Rock and Ray Michaels, worldwide here on the Classic Hits Radio Network. Now we're going up to the home of Joe. I'm buried up to my neck. Sandman Bickerstaff, who stands by live on the beach. I understand there is a crab holding your cell phone, Joe.
Absolutely. That's right.
How are things going, Joey?
It's busy. We're getting busy, but it's a good busy. Wasaga Beach loves to welcome folks, as you know, Ray, and boy, oh boy, the weatherman is blessing us again with another unbelievable summer weekend. And the good thing about the weather this weekend is they've been talking about how good it's going to be all week, and that makes people happy about getting up here to see us.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you, Joe. It is a fabulous day out there and a fabulous weekend coming up too. So I guess, but you know, it's not the final weekend. I mean, people keep continuing to head up to Wasaga Beach. I just saw somebody post on Facebook, one of my fans, saying, "Oh, I just picked up, I guess it's her friend, whatever, and we're heading up to Georgian Bay. We're going up to Wasaga Beach, and that's a good thing, man." And you know, something I never knew that you told me when I was up there doing my roadshow, that Georgian Bay is 200 kilometers across.
Yeah, well, sort of long. Yeah, the length of the bay is about 200 miles of open water. So it's almost as big as Lake Ontario.
Yeah.
So they call it a bay, but it's a big piece of water. You're right.
Absolutely. 200 kilometers, right? Or 200 miles?
No, about 200 miles.
Oh, it is? Wow.
Georgia Bay, yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. All right. Busy weekend, Labor Day weekend. And, of course, Joe Beachcomber Bickerstaff is up there. And I guess you'll be directing everybody everywhere kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm standing at the border of Wasaga Beach with a welcome sign. How's that?
Excellent. And what's going on this weekend, Joe? I understand it's very busy up there with entertainment and stuff.
All kinds of good stuff. Actually, this is the first time event for Wasaga Beach, and we're really excited about it. It started today, and it goes till dusk tonight, all day tomorrow, and all day Sunday. It's Inflate-A-Fest, and it's the largest collection of all-in-one-place inflatable amusement.
Really?
For all ages.
That sounds like something so cool. I could just put myself out in the water and drift out there. I mean, that's fine.
It's sort of in Playland parking lot. It's not built on the bay, but it's in the Playland Square. But you certainly do have the best view of the bay. But it's for kids and families and challenges for kids of all ages. How's that? But it really is impressive to see these monstrous inflatable amusement rides. It's just terrific. So that's on today and goes all weekend. But boy, do we ever have a lineup of exciting stuff on Sunday, right?
Yeah, tell us about it. I'm listening, Joe.
Okay, they've got a stage set up right on the beach. The Wasaga Beach, Town of Wasaga Beach stage is set up right on the sand, and it's great to see. And this is all for Sunday, starting at noon till 3. They've got a DJ. They've got all kinds of music and dancing right on the sand at 3:30. The good old Wasaga Beach Rotary Club has been selling tickets for their 2016 Corvette draw, which they do every year.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be giving away a 2016 Chevrolet Corvette at 3:30. So if anybody has a ticket in hand, come on up to the beach and maybe you'll win it and pick up your car at the beach.
Wow.
Between 4 and 7, the Coyote Kids, great local band from Collingwood, actually, just across the bay, are going to be performing right on the beach, 7 till 9. We got the Elwins performing live right on the sand, on the stage on the sand, dancing on the sand. And, of course, the weather's going to be perfect. And at 9 o'clock at dusk, we got Memories of Summer fireworks over the bay. So it's going to be a hoot.
Wow. Okay, so this is all going tomorrow, Sunday?
That's all Sunday. That's all on Sunday. So
wow.
You can party all day Sunday and then have Monday, holiday Monday, to rest up before you head home.
Wow. And don't forget, get yourself a cold cerveza while you're sitting around checking things out.
Absolutely. From our good friends of the Wasaga Beach Brewing Company, Beach One Cerveza is going to be served all along the main beach. Well,
nothing better than a cold one of those, man. And I can endorse that.
Good for you.
All right, Joe. Busy weekend up there, man. Listen, I will talk to you again tomorrow on the All Request Show between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. I'm sure you're going to be busy jumping around in those, you know, those inflatable tent things.
I'll be in the bouncy castle.
That's where I figured you'd be, Joe. I figured you'd be there. Okay, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow. But listen, man, anything going on tonight that you want to mention?
Just the regular stuff at the Main Street Market that you're familiar with, Ray. All the kiosks are open, serving all their unique stuff. And, of course, entertainment on the Main Street Market stage, too.
Awesome. Please give my regards to all those people on the Main Street Market, all those great vendors there, okay?
They want you up here every weekend, Ray.
Yeah, I'd love to be up there every weekend, too, Joe.
Okay, thanks so much, Ray.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, Joe?
Okay, for sure.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.